are now looking at attendance at various meetings by board and staff. First one, DBL annual meeting. How many have an interest in going to that?
I do.
And I think I do. So one, two, Debbie, three.
Just one day, right?
Trustees?
Yeah, it is one day.
Staff? Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe?
No, I was answering a question for Deborah.
I may want to go to.
All right, so four.
We can only do four.
You can only do four, so.
And three staff.
Okay, and three staff. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Second one is equilibrium capital. Trustee interest?
I do.
One. Three staff. At this point, one trustee, three staff, two.
Yeah, I might go with that.
Okay, two trustees, three staff.
Make a heck of an auctioneer.
I'm a tentative. I don't have a board meeting that day, so let's put me down as a tentative guest, and I'll clear it with my calendar.
Okay.
This is for equilibrium capital?
Yeah.
This is for equilibrium, right?
They might have restrictions on the venue size, so if we get cut back, just be aware. We may be limited on a number of trustees we can set.
Okay.
It conflicts with the board meeting, too.
Oh, is there a board meeting that day? Oh, then I won't go.
Wait, on June 23rd?
I don't think there is.
What's a Tuesday?
I thought it was October.
Yeah, there's not.
June 22nd and 23rd.
It's actually, it's a one-day one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one.
I think it's just the 23rd when I looked at the agenda.
Okay, going back to the count, we've got one, two.
Three.
Three at this point, and three staff. So three trustees, three staff. Do we hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes? All right, third one, institutional investor. Now, this is in Chicago, October 7 to 9. Interest in attending?
Two from staff.
Two from staff?
How helpful is something like that? And again, I'm still trying to gauge, you know, which ones should I be attending?
And I would recommend at least going to this once. It gives you a really good level of what, like, Tim does. That's what I've learned out of it. Mm-hmm. You won't necessarily know what they do, but you'll understand when Tim talks to what he's saying. That's how I kind of describe it.
And you're talking about the one in Sausalito or the one
in
Chicago?
I'm talking about the Chicago
one. The shock.
It's a secret decoder ring.
there's a lot I need to learn, but I just don't want to waste my time. And so that's. So is this a worthwhile?
Well, Candace, this one is specific to what consultants do. Also, to the extent you have questions about what consultants beyond just our consultants, how do they think about servicing their clients, et cetera. I'd say this one probably is a little bit more specific and less foundational.
Okay.
So it's when
probably
when you get to the point where you want to dive into
My recommendation is I like the III roundtable in Chicago, but it is a little more advanced in the investment terms. And I would recommend that you go to something like Wharton, at least the first Wharton class, before you go to this.
Okay. So I will not be attending this one.
I would make the same recommendation, at least a year to 2 years on the board, and then go to this, because it would have much more meaning to do at that time.
Yeah, I have more confidence in you than the rest.
I appreciate that, Kate.
In the meantime, you can borrow Scott's decoder ring.
Yes.
Actually, it sounds like you have the decoder ring.
What? For just that one time. So, you know.
Crystal ball.
Pass it back and forth.
Okay, no trustees then, two staff?
No, I'm going to say, can you approve one? I'm not sure if I can go or not, but at least if you approve it, then at least one trustee, and if I can't go, maybe somebody else can go.
Okay.
I'll move a trustee and two staff.
Two staff? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Good point.
Any opposed? Passes?
And you shouldn't.
We've completed the authorization process.